2016, and the time is 8:40. We have a quorum of the Strategic Planning Committee present. I now call this meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. And first on the agenda is discussion and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the 2017-2021 strategic plans by all of the commissions. Before going into that, I thought it would be a good time with everyone present. We have everyone present?
Sure, yes.
To discuss the actual mechanics of what is involved of putting these plans together and the instructions that were issued by the governor's office.
And Wendy Rodriguez, could you come up and just give us an overview of the instructions and kind of the background for the members?
Hi, Wendy Rodriguez with the Texas Department of Banking. As Will mentioned, the strategic plan instructions were very different from the past years. They're very streamlined and were intended to focus on agency goals and on the action plans. Additional information was also included in the plans. Anything that was deemed important or necessary to support each goal or action was included as part of the plan to kind of explain why we have that action or why we have that goal. Each plan also addresses specific statewide objectives geared towards accountability, efficiency, effectiveness, transparency, and customer service. All of these are very different from the past. They were not included in the previous strategic plans, but they were part of the instructions for this year. Senior management and executive leadership had significant input on the development of the plans, which was the LBB's original intent. Select staff and industry representatives were also given an opportunity to review the plans for each agency. For the plans themselves, the plan is much shorter. It's not as long as it historically has been as far as the narrative is concerned. Agencies were instructed to limit the narrative portion and to focus only on the goals. So most of these plans are, the written part is less than 20 pages. There were several supplemental appendices that were included and that were required by the instructions, which included the performance measures, information on historical underutilized businesses, workforce plans, and also the customer service report and an assessment of the agency committees, advisory committees. At this time, I would like to thank the Strategic Planning Committee for their guidance and feedback throughout the process. On behalf of senior staff and executive staff, at each agency, we would also like to thank the individuals who organized and gathered the thoughts and ideas of everyone and produced a comprehensive plan for everyone to approve and review. The individuals that worked on these plans include Ms. Barbara Winters with the Texas Department of Banking, Stephen O'Shields with the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, and Juan Garcia with the Office of Consumer Credit. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address those as well.
This is just intended to be the general overview of the process that each agency went through and not the specific agency.
And I do. I appreciate everyone's work, Barbara, Stephen, Wands, and I'm sure a lot of others. And a lot of back and forth was involved in getting the plans agreeable to all. And they look very good. I appreciate everyone's help.
Thank you.
First, we have the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending Plan. Are we discussing each?
Whatever the committee prefers.
Is there any discussion to be made on the Caroline on the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending?
I'd be happy to answer any questions or if anyone has any on the plan or give a just general underlying concepts behind it, whatever you all would like.
We'll just move right through then. Okay. No questions. We have the Department of Savings Mortgage Lending Plan, the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner Plan, and the Department of Banking Strategic Plan. Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's 2017-21 strategic plans?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes.
Next on the agenda is the discussion of the 2017-2021 strategic plan for the Texas Finance Commission. This is next on our duties of the Strategic Planning Committee is to help guide the commission through drafting this plan as a whole. Is there any, what is the steps of that? That is, we're going to get started in August, is that correct?
Nope.
We're starting now.
We're starting now.
For the members, on page three, the strategic plan for the Finance Commission is set out by statute. And so it's on page three of what the statute says where the commission is today. And we'll be working on that with the committee, and hopefully we'll be able to present it at the next Finance Commission.
Now, is there a new set of rules sent down also by the governor's office for that plan?
No.
It's more generalized?
The Finance Commission, best we can tell, is one of the, if not the only agency that specifically required, not agency, commission, excuse me, that's specifically required to do a strategic plan. So there's no guidance on that, but we'll follow closely what we did individually, except that the charge is different. You know, the charge is exactly what you see here, that y'all set the strategic plan for what we're to do and how you monitor us, et cetera.
Okay.
Well, I'll just add to, in the instructions for the strategic plans, the Finance Commission, it lists every single agency, and the Finance Commission is not listed, so you specifically know that those instructions are for state agencies, not for
Thank you for that. There being no further business, this meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned. The time is 8:46.